Okay, today's daf is daf lamed tes. So we got to the bottom of lamed ches and beis. The last line in the mission begins as follows: that kol achadas yom becheskas tara. 11 days. We know by now that the structure of a woman's cycle is that there are 11 days where it's called yimei ziva. So during yimei ziva, where she's not expected to see any dam nida, so there's a chazaka that she's tara. We'll see with regard to which particular halacha, but the cheskas tara she has during those 11 days of yimei ziva. So then the Mishnah says, Yashva v'labadka, let's say she sits and she doesn't do a bedika like she's supposed to do a bedika. This is referring to now the days of Nida. So during the days of Nida, so she's supposed to do a bedika. She's supposed to check, but she doesn't do a bedika. If it was Shgaga, Onensa, or Hezida v'labadka, for whatever reason she either did it on purpose or accidentally she didn't do a bedika, the din is she's tahora as well. And the Gemara is going to explain what's going on here. But lechachila, she should do bedika during these days, and if she didn't do bedika, she's a cheskas tara. Then the Mishnah says, higia shas vesta, let's say the shas vesta comes, the day that she's supposed to see damnida, v'lo balka, and she doesn't do bedika on the shas vesta, so then harezu tumeo. Then we have to assume that she's tumeo, because if it's shas vesta, and she does a bedika, and there's no dam, so then she's tara. But if she didn't do the bedika like she was supposed to, then there's a cheskas tumeo. Comes along Rabbi Meir Omer, im hayisa v'machave, if she's in a hideout somewhere, she's scared of people who are trying to chase her, v'igia shas vesta v'lo badka, if her day expecting the nida arrives, and she doesn't do a bedika, harei zo tahor, this is an exception. In this case, even though normally shas vesta, she's assumed to be tameh, in this case she's assumed to be tahor. Why? Dipnei she'charada misalek es hadamim, because she's so scared for her life, that fear causes the dam to go away, and even though it's shas vesta, in this case she's a cheskas tara. And the Mishnah concludes, again, the Gemara is going to explain what's going on in all this, but the Mishnah concludes, Avayimei hazav v'azava, v'shemeres yom k'neged yom. These are instances where either the man or the woman is already during the days of Tumah, where he saw ziva, or she shemeres yom k'neged yom. She saw one day, and she's now waiting to see what the other day is going to bring. All these, since the last time she did see something, in these instances, harei elu b'cheskas Tumah. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. There's a lot going on in the Mishnah. So Gemara now wants to know, L'mai Hilchasa, what's the halacha when the Mishnah says she's cheskas tara, cheskas tamei? What does that mean for me and you? What's halacha l'maisa? What halacha is it referring to? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Lomar, Eina, Tzricha, Bedika. Whether there's a need to do bedika or not do bedika. So in other words, that when she's during the Mishnah began the 11 days of Yimei Ziva, there is no requirement to do a bedika. That's the halacha. It means cheskas tara. We can assume it's tara, and there's nothing to be mevarer at all. She's completely tahor. So Gemara says, wait a second. If the whole halacha, when the Mishnah talks about cheskas tara, cheskas tamea, it's regarding needing a bedika or not needing a bedika, well, the Habmi Dikatani Sefer, from the Sefer of this very Mishnah, which says, Yashuv Lobadka, if she's sitting down and she doesn't do bedika, the Mishnah says, oh, okay, but the evidence is fine, she's still tahar. Well, Mechlal Dilachachila by bedika. This implies that really she does require bedika. That stage of the Mishnah sounds like it's going on Yimei Ziva. Right, we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Yimei Ziva, she's cheskas tara, there's no need for a bedika lechachila. But then the Mishnah goes on to say, and she didn't do a bedika, she's fine, which implies she really should do a bedika lechachila, even during Yimei Ziva. So is there a requirement to do a bedika during Yimei Ziva, or is there not a requirement to do a bedika during Yimei Ziva? So the Gemara says, no, the Seifa is transitioning to a different case. The Seifa is asin l'mei nida. The way the Mishnah should be understood and read is as follows. All 11 days of Yimei Ziva, she's cheskas tara, v'lo by bedika. There's no need for bedika. We assume everything is fine. Go about your business. She is b'mei nidasa. During the days of Nida, by bedika there, she requires to do bedika. But if Yash Velobadka, if she sat and she didn't do bedika, whether she didn't do the bedika, Shkaga, Nansav, Hezida Velobadka, then it's Tahora. So there are certain days where she's expected to see Ziva, and certain days where she's expected to see Nida. So Yimei Ziva, we assume L'chachila, everything's fine, don't check. During Yimei Nida, so she's supposed to do an inspection. But if she doesn't do an inspection, still b'dievet, it's Tahor, unless she actually sees Dam Nida.
So what's the case with Yimei Nida? She didn't get. It was her verset and she didn't get it yet.
Exactly. So if it was, because if she got it, yet, nothing to check.
And let's say she got it and she checked.
There's nothing to check. If she got it, she's telling me for 7 days straight. There's nothing to check at that point.
So there's no point even for
exactly.
The, so it has to be that her verset wasn't.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, on this point, about your point about Shas Vesta, so the Gemara now says, wait a second, qualifying the statement, Rav Chisda Amar, Lo Tzricha, this din of Cheskas Tara during the 11 days is only Ela LeRabbi Meir, Damer Isha, She'en La Veses, Asur LeShamish. That he holds that a woman who doesn't have a Shas Vesta, it's also for to have Tashmish, because since there's no set time to see, she could see any given day of the month. So therefore, there's always a Suffolk, always a Cheshash, and therefore it's also to have Tashmish. And Hani Mili Bimei Nidas, but it's only true during her days of Nida. So during 7 days of Nida, she could see any time, in the first day, the second day, the third day, so all 7 days of Nida, she can never have Tashmish. Avabi Mezivasa, where she's not expected to see, that's Becheskas Tara Kaima. So if Chista says the whole halacha is different, not regarding whether you need to do Bedika or not do Bedika, like the opinion of Rav Yehuda, his understanding is whether Tashmish is permitted or not permitted. So what the Mishnah is saying now is, during the 11 days of Meziva, where she's not expected to see at all, so Tashmish is completely permitted. But during the days of Nida, 7 days of Nida, since she has no Vesta, Veset, so therefore any day of the 7 days she could possibly see, so it's also to have Tashmish during those 7 days. And that's what it means, Cheskas Tara versus Cheskas Timeo.
And in case of Kachim, he would be Machmir and she would have to do Bdika twice a day?
I'm not sure. He's not addressing Kachim. I don't know. He doesn't address it. So then he says, Ihachi, that's the case. Amai, why Amar Rabbi Yehuda? Amai Amar Rabbi Meir? Why does Rabbi Meir say Yotze v'lo Yachzer Lamas? Rabbi Meir holds that the woman who has no veset, so she should get divorced and they should get married someone else, but she never get back together. But why? Rabbi Meir's chumrah is only during the days of Nida, but during Yemei Ziva, even Rabbi Meir permits Tashmish. So why does he say a woman who doesn't have a veset she should get divorced? Because the assumption was, because it sounds like she's also every single day of her life. But it's not true. There are days where it's permitted and days where it's prohibited. So Gemara says the reason why is because Dilma Asir L'Kukula B'mei Nida. Perhaps because 7 days of Nida might be long, and since those days are unsure, he felt that even though during Yemei Ziva they're completely permitted, but during Yemei Nida it's unclear what's going on exactly, it might lead to L'Kukula, and for that reason he felt it was necessary for the two of them to get divorced, Yotze below Yachzir Olamis. So then the Gemara says, on Rav Chista's Chiddush here.
And I said that could be really anybody.
Anyone who says who doesn't have a veset, that's what it is. If you have a veset, so you know when to expect. If you don't have a veset, Rabbi Meir is machmir that you should get divorced. So we don't hold like this, Rabbi Meir, I don't believe. But then, Hamid Katani Sefer, from the fact that it says in the Sefer, Higia Shas Vesta, Vulobadka. So the Mishnah, our Mishnah here, taught us that if the woman's Vesta arrived and she didn't do the proper Bedika, Michlal, Dibi'isha, Sheishla Veset, Askinan. So Rav Chista's whole kimta of the Mishnah was only, according to Rav Meir, for a woman who doesn't have a veset. But our Mishnah clearly is addressing a person who does have a veset. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. Because again, the Mishnah says, Shas Vesta v'lo batka michlal debi'isha sheyesh lo veses askinan. So chasur mechzer v'hachi katani. Rav Chista says the Mishnah is missing a very important line, and the way the Mishnah should be read is as follows. Kol echad asar yom, kol echad asar, all 11 days, b'cheskes tara. And according to Rav Chista, which means 11 days of Ziva, that Tashmish is permitted. Visharya, Labaila, and it's permitted to be with the husband. Ubimei Nida, and during the days of Nida, the 7 days of Nida, then they're Asur. Bamed, Devar, Mamur, and when is this true only Ve'isha, She'en, Leveset? When a woman has no Veset, so since we don't know which day she's expected to see, you have to say all days of Nida, it's Asur. Aval, Yesh, Leveset, if, however, that the days a woman has a set veset, muteres, it's permitted. In other words, let's say she has 11 days of Ziva. So Ziva only lasts 11 days. So after that, it turns into Yemei Nida. But her veset might be 6 days afterwards, however the calculation works out. You know, according to Rambam, for example, Rambam says it's every 18 days. 11 days, 7 days, 11 days, 7 days. So let's say her cycle is every 30 days. So there's still going to be 11 days of Ziva. And then you have another like 19 days or so, 18 days of Yemei Nida till she actually sees her Nida. So if you have a Shas Veset, so those 18 days from Yemei Ziva till her actual Shas Veset are permitted. But according to Rabbi Meir, a woman who has a Veset, all 18 days are Aser. That means two-thirds of the month is Aser to be with each other. So that's how we qualify the Mishnah and we understand the Mishnah again. It says, Bamed Devar Amu, and when is it true that's Aser to be with her husband during Yemei Nida? It's a Isha She'en La Veset, who has no Veset, which could be 18 days long, Yemei Nida. But a val yesha veset, woman has a veset, mutar, she's allowed to be with her husband until that day, until Shas Veset arrives. V'tzricha bedika, and then when the Shas Vesta arrives, she requires to do bedika. But let's say the Shas Veset comes, she does not do bedika. She's Yashva, Vlobadka, she sits and she doesn't do Badika, whether it be Shkaga, Nansa, Hazidav, Vlobadka, Tahora, she's Tahora. But let's say, a woman who has a Veset, but hasn't reached her Veset yet. So it's calling out right here, this mission is, a woman has a Veset, so during Yemei Nida, she's supposed to do an inspection during Yemei Nida, and if she doesn't, B'dievet, it's fine. But once her Higia Shas Vesta, V'la Badka, but if the day of the Veset comes, then she's Tamei if she didn't do B'dika. So let me be clear one more time. A woman who has a Veset, so let's say her Veset is the 30th of the month, okay? So now, let's start from the beginning. Let's say the first day of the month is, she really told me 7 days. So let's say, till day 7 of the month, first 7 days, she's Nida. Day 8, now she has Yimei Ziva for 11 days, so that lasts until day 18. So 7 to 18, it's no need for any Bedika. Day 19 comes, that's Yimei Nida now, so she should do Bedika from 19 to 30, she should Lechachila do one, but if she doesn't, it's Bedieva, it's fine, because but once day 30 comes, which is her Shas Vestet, she must do Bedika, and if she doesn't do Bedika, we assume she's Tameh. That's the din according to this Mishnah.
So she would have 11 plus 7, she would have 18 days of Nida. According to this,
no.
Well, she has.
Oh, 18 days. Not that she's tummy nida, but that are called yemei nida. Yeah. Exactly, yemei nida.
18 days of yemei nida.
Exactly, yeah, that's yemei nida. 18 days, but she's not aser.
No, she's not aser, but
if she has no veset, then she is aser all 18 days of nida.
Right, but if she does, and she has correct. 17, all those days are considered yemei
exactly.
Nida, but
then
she's not aser.
Exactly. So now we understand why Rabbi Meir says they should get divorced, because now 18 days of Menida, they're also with each other. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, wait a second. Could you really say that this Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir? V'havmi d'sei for Rabbi Meir. Remember, the Mishnah had presented the sheet of Rabbi Meir. If a woman's hiding out, then she's a Tawar, because the Harada is Masalekis is Dhamm. That's Rabbi Meir. So v'havmi d'sei for Rabbi Meir, the fact that the Mishnah in the end quotes Rabbi Meir's opinion, does that not imply Reisha Lav Rabbi Meir? That the first opinion is not Rabbi Meir. It's hard to moke him the mission in such a way. So the Gemara responds back that no, Kula Rabbi Meir, the entire mission is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. V'halchi kamar. This is how the mission is read. Im lo ha'yitza b'machbei v'higia shas vesta v'lo badka t'meya. If this is all, everything we just taught is all only true if she's not hiding out and her vesta comes, so then, and she doesn't do badika, she's tame. Why? Because we know she Rabbi Meir Omer in general im ha'yisa b'machave, if she's hiding out somewhere v'yigia shas vesta v'lo balka tahora she harada misalekes as the hadamim. We're just quoting Rabbi Meir to support Rabbi Meir's opinion in the first half of the Mishnah. So that's all the shita of Rav Chista. Again, just to review, according to the verse understanding, the Mishnah is referring to, according to Rav Yehuda, a need for bedika or no need for bedika. Rav Chista understood the Mishnah to be about heter tashmish or an iser tashmish. Comes along now a third shita, the opinion of Rava. Rava Amar Rava says, Lomar she'eno mitame me'es leis. The din of the Mishnah is telling us when she sees dam, or if she were to see dam, it doesn't go back to mitame the 24 hours prior. So if it's during the days of Yimei Ziva and she sees dam, we only say tamei mikanu lava, not me'es leis. And that's how you plug in every time the Mishnah says cheskas tara versus cheskas tamea, that means me'es leis or not me'es leis. So Gemara challenges this and says me'esive. All these women who are all Tameh, either because she's a Nida, or she became a Zava, or she saw only once during Yemei Ziva, which is a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, or she gave birth, Yoledes, all of them Kulan are Metamin Me'esh Leis. So therefore, we see from here that a woman who sees Zava, even Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, is Me'esh Leis, and not Dayashaita. Because we said in the Mishnah, a woman during Yemei Ziva, she's Cheskas Tara, which means if she sees Dam, what that means is she's Cheskas Tara, she doesn't go back with Tamim Me'esh Leis, she's only Tamim Mekan Laba. But here, the Brisa lists an example. Who's an example of a woman who's Tamim Me'esh Leis? That's a Zava. That's a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. That goes against this reading of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, you're right, it's a Tiyufta. This Mishnah is problematic, or this Brisa is problematic, for Rava's understanding of the Mishnah. Okay, it's a question, it's Tiyufta to Rava. And then comes the fourth explanation of the Mishnah, which is the opinion of Rav Huna bar Chia in the name of Amar Shmuel. And he says, Lomar, the whole Mishnah is talking about She'eno Kovas LaVesta B'soch Yimei Zivasa. We're going to explain just a second, the second half of this daf here, or the Amud, is a bit challenging. We'll get to the calculations in just a moment. But let's say a woman were to see a dam during Yimei Ziva, that's not created, that does not create towards her veset. A woman to see a veset, so she says, sees, let's say, there are a few types of vestos. Let's say it's the, you know, the date in a month. Every, you know, 18th of the month, she sees dam. Now that can only establish a veset if that 18th of the month falls out during Yimei Nida. But let's say she sees dam, it falls out, let's say the 18th of another month is during Yimei Ziva somehow, that does not count towards her creating a veset. It's only when she sees dam during Yimei Nida could it establish a veset. But if she sees dam during what's called Yimei Ziva, even though she might be Tamei Zava, it doesn't impact her regular cycle of establishing a veset. That's the thing.
Even though she always has the same day of the month.
Exactly. Veset. When she made Ziva, we assume that everything's closed, the dam is closed, and the fact that she saw is not an indication of her dam nida, indication of some illness, some other source, and that cannot be indicative of some cycle that she's on. Because it's Yimei Ziva for her, and it's not part of the calculation.
What would create her to be, can we review fast the
numbers? What Yimei Ziva?
Yeah, what would create, if she has every month the same day, what would create her to be in the Yimei Ziva if we counted the...
It could be some other, who knows, hormonal thing that could affect it, something.
No, we're just saying that she's always having the same day of the month.
Yeah, but if the way the calculation works, it's strange, but it's not only based on the month, it's also based on her own personal cycle. So if the 18th of the month falls out during her Yimei Ziva, because somehow it worked out that way, now let's say she was Nida for 20 days straight. Okay. So normally a woman, according to Midday Raisa, a woman sees Nida just once, she's telling me 7 days, and then she goes to the mikveh. There's no need for Shiva Nakim on the Raisa. But let's say she sees for 20 days long. She starts off with Yimei Nida, and the dam doesn't stop. So now the Yimei Nida pushes off.
The answer is that if she keeps on seeing blood, so that she's pushing the Yimei Nida till next month.
Exactly. So Yimei Ziva is now pushed off. And 18th of the month could be Yimei Ziva. And that won't. So that's what he's saying. So whenever it says in the Mishnah, Yimei Cheskas Tara, that means even though she sees dam, we don't calculate that as part of the Yimei Veset. That's the din. Okay, so these are four different explanations of this complicated Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, around 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lo Shemi Le Hashmaitza. So I never heard this din that they quoted. See, he's a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Shmuel. And Rav Yosef never heard this statement in the name of Rav Yehuda, who quoting Shmuel, that this whole din here, that Ein Isha Kovas Vesta B'mezi Vasa, this is a Chiddushim. So Amar Le Abai says, At Amrisnil Lahan, you're the one who told it to us. You said it on the following statement. We know Rav Yosef, later on in his life, he forgot things. So this is an example of him forgetting something. So he said, Aha Amrislan, you told us in the following context. There's a mission we're going to see in a couple of weeks from today in Daf Samech Gimel, which is going to teach us that Hayisa Limuda Liozra Yom Chamisha Asar. Let's say the woman had a cycle to see on the 15th of the month. Vishinsa Liyom Esrim. And then she saw once on the 20th of the month. Zev is Asrum L'Shamish, because the only way you could uproot an existing Vesta, that's that if you saw three times on the 20th. So if she sees three times on the 20th, so then that's okay the 15th. But so long as she hasn't seen three times on the 20th, so the 15th still remains as a Vesta. And the 20th now, we're Choshesh for the 20th also being a Vesta. And therefore, they have both days, 15th and 20th, they're Asr until she establishes a clear Vesta. Sashinsa Pamaim. Let's say she sees on the 20th twice, Liyom Esrim, Zevis Asrim. It's still Asr both on the 15th and 20th until she sees on the 20th a third time in a row, and then she's only Asr on the 20th, and then it's Oker, the Veset, on the 15th. So then after that Mishnah, so Amr Slan Allah, Rav Yosef, you told us, and quoting your Rebbe, Amr of Yehuda, who've quoted his Rebbe, Amr Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ela Chamisha Asr Letfilas. Now that's where it gets complicated. It's only true where she was seeing the 15th from her tevila, which is really Shehein Esim Ushaim L'Riyasa. Because remember, in a classical case, a woman sees Nida, and she's telling me 7 days, and then she goes right to the mikveh 7 days later. So whenever we calculate from the tevila, that's also 7 days more from the Riyah. So 15 days from the tevila is really 22 days from the Riyah. Right? So let's say she saw Nida on day 1 of the month. She goes to the mikveh on day 8 of the month, or day 7 of the month. And then she sees on day 22. It's just getting complicated, I guess. Well, let's do it anyway. It's 22. So now that's 22. It's 15 days from the tefillah, but it's 22 days from the Riyah. So that's just clear. So when the
review... That's when she sees again.
that's when she sees again, exactly. So when she sees the 15th, that's only 15th from the tefillah, which is in reality 22 days from her Ria. It's really 22 days in terms of two Riyas. That's really what we're trying to say here.
Right.
So don't think 15 days from Riyah to Riyah. It's really 22 days from Riyah to Riyah. It's 15 days from the tevila. So in that, the Gemara says, again, Lo shanu ela chamisha asar l'tevila. So 15 days from her tevila, which in reality is Shein esim ushaim l'riyasa. Dehasam bimei nida ka'ila. Because she's during the mei nida still. Because the way it works out is, the cycle of 7 days of nida, 11 days of Yimei Ziva, that's 18 days long.
Right.
What happens here is, when she sees Nida on day 1 of the month, she's Tami 7 days, then there are 11 days of Ziva. Then after 11 days are over, which is day 19, she goes back to Yimei Nida. So she sees on 22 days later, so that's now Yimei Nida already. So she established a Vesek, because from day 1 to day 22, those are both in Yimei Nida times. Because the Yimei Ziva cycle is only 11 days. Really, 7-11, which is 18 days, and then another 4 days is 22. That's already into Yimei Nida. So both 22 days, rather, both Riyas were during Yimei Nida. Aval, but he says that in contrast to Chamishas or L'Riyas, if you're going to calculate 15 days from the Riyah, now what happens is that's during Yimei Ziva. The second Riyah is Yimei Ziva, because she sees on day 1 of the month. Now if we're saying 15 days is from that first day of the month when she saw, so you have 7 days in Nida. Then 11 days of Ziva, that's 18 now total. If she sees in 15 days, that's really, she saw during Yimei Ziva still. And during Yimei Ziva, he says, Chamisha Salariyah says, Dibimei Ziva Sakai, and Lo Kava. You cannot create a Veset during Yimei Ziva. And that's the Chiddush.
It's 3 months in a row, or after 3 months, she can't be
Kovayat. It's 15 days from each Riyah. Forget, it's not the 15th of the month, it's 15 day intervals.
Right.
So here.
But let's say from now on she always gets she always sees on during her Ziva time.
Then it's no Veset. There's nothing to speak of.
There's no Veset.
Yeah. You have to be concerned of the day one of the, which is gonna be, I guess, on how it works out exactly. But either way, it's 15-day intervals, which is all within Ziva, because the 18-day cycle is Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva. But less than 18 days, it means you're seeing on the Yimei Ziva, so she sees Yimei Ziva, Yimei Ziva, Yimei Ziva. That, says Rav Yosef, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, is not part of the calculation. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa Amrisa, L'shmaisa Kamei de Rav Yehuda Midiskarti. We said this halacha in front of Rav Yehuda. And he says, granted, Mikvah L'kava, granted, you cannot establish a veset if she sees during Yimei Ziva, but nonetheless, meichash mahu nichishale. You should still be concerned, shouldn't you? Should you be concerned at least? If she saw during the Yimei Ziva Dam Nida, should be choshish at least for the next time during Yimei Ziva? That maybe the next 15 days, if it's Yimei Ziva, there should be at least a chashash, and maybe they should do bedikah or something, even though can't establish a veset. And the Gemara says, Ishtik of Yehuda Mistar Midiskarta, the Amr Lalmida, he didn't say a thing. So now Papa wanted to answer that, no, I'm going to prove to you that although you cannot establish a Veset for Rios of the Yimei Ziva, it will still establish a Chashash. So what's his Raya? So the Gemara says, Hayisa Lamuda Lios Roel Yom Chamisha Asar. Let's say the woman's, she has a regular cycle to see every 15 day intervals. Vishinsel Yom Esrim, and then she starts seeing the 20th. Zev is Esrim. Both the 15th and 20th are Asr. But Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, he says, Lo Shanu Ela Tesvav L'Tfilas. As we said before, this is only 15th from the Tfilah, which is in reality Shein Esrim Mishnayim L'Riyasa, 22 days from the Riyah. So Riyah, 22 day intervals from the Riyah, those are all when she's saying during Yimei Nida. During Yimei Nida, you could establish a Vesa. Vishinsel Yom Esrim Vishiva. Now she sees during day 27 for her from the Riyah, from the initial Riyah. Because remember, 15 to 20, when we said the Mishnah is really 22 to 27. We're adding 7 days to each of them from the Riyah. So now the Riyahs, if she sees, let's say, from day 1 to day 27, the Chihadre Vasr Esametarte Kaima Labaso Chimezi Vasa. So now when she sees the next 22nd day, it turns out during Chimeziva. Because, let's see how this calculation works exactly. Because every 18 days now, I think the arts guy had a nice way to put it together here. Oh, you have a chart there? Oh, it's very good. The chart's good. So the way it works is 18 days. There's no chart in this one. No. So the way it works is as follows. No, well, I'll see if I can get it in. Let's say it's 44 days. Yeah? It's So the way it worked was, so there are 18 days, and then 7 days, and then, one second, it's empty.
It shows there like 7 days, nothing.
Right.
Not even Ziva, not even Nida.
I probably have to, I can't figure out what's going on right now, I'm just looking at it. But the idea is that when it goes on these intervals, it turns out that the day 27 to day 27 will turn out during her Yemei Ziva days. And even though they're during her Yemei Ziva days, that what the Mishnah said, day 15 to day 20, it really means day 22 to day 27. 27 ends up falling out during Yemei Ziva, and that's also the Gemara says. Why is it also? We said you can't establish a Vesa during Yemei Ziva. So the Gemara says, and yet Katani Zevze Asurim Alma Dechashinale. So clearly from this, the fact that we're choshish for day 20, which we now really means day 27, which we also now know means during Yemei Ziva, it's still Asur, so we are choshish for Dam seen during Ziva, even though it won't establish a Vesa. So the Gemara now says, the Kasavra Papa says, Esim Vitartin, Mesim Vitartin Maninan. We count every 22 days. Anido Pischa, Mesim Vishivin Maninan. Okay, one second, let me just get this clear. I was sitting on this yesterday, it was very confusing. Footnotes here in the English article are very, very helpful. So what the Gemara says here, the way it's explained here in the article, is Rapapa held that the 22-day interval is reckoned from the day 22 of the previous cycle, even though it didn't come out until day 27, because Nido Pischa Me'asim V'Shiva Maninan. Her Nida is a result of the Nida count from the day 27 when her discharge actually occurred. So what's going on here is, I thought I had this yesterday. Let's see. Let me read this. I'll read this out loud to you guys in the footnote here. But Papa's proof requires clarification. He says, for his inquiry was whether a woman whose pattern of discharges was established on the basis of her Ziva days must at least be concerned for its repetition, right? If she sees during Yemei Ziva, there's a chashash ba'alma, even though it won't establish a vessel. But the proof that he cited deals with a woman who had a fixed pattern of anida and changed only once so that the next anticipated day of discharge fell on a Ziva day. It stands to reason that she must be concerned for the repetition since she has a regular fixed period. What proof can we bring from here to the case of one whose period is not deemed fixed? If we're a woman who has no vessel, what are we going to do with that? So look at the next footnote 5, whoever has an article. He says, Rapapa holds that as long as a 22-day fixed period has not been nullified by 3 lapses, we continue to anticipate its recurrence at 22-day intervals, even though there were other discharges in between. Thus, she is forbidden to cohabit on days 22, 44, and 66, the 22 intervals, from her last regular period. She's not forbidden to cohabit on the 22nd day after day 27, when a discharge occurred. That's what's going on here. Let's say day 27 was when she saw, that was the off Rhea. She wasn't supposed to see. She saw it during Yemei Ziva. So we don't count 22 from day 27 to make it day 49. We count 22 from day 22 still. It doesn't change anything. Her cycle still lasts 22, 22, 22, 22. But day 27 itself becomes a day that we're choshish for, at least, when it comes around again, but it doesn't change the cycle. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a very complicated piece. So the Gemara, let's finish the Amr now. The Gemara says, Amr le Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yishua le Rav Papa. Mimai, how do you know that's true? Maybe you do count 22 after she saw day 27 during Yemei Ziva. Maybe you should do 27 to day 49. Who says not? The 22-day interval. Maybe her new Nida is now starting on day 27. It should be 22 days from then. So the Gemara says, when the 22-day interval comes, which is on day 49, because she does stand now during Yemei Nidasa, also very sensible to say this. Because the lo temach, we don't say this. Hari tarnigol, it's a very interesting ride the Gemara brings out. Hari tarnigol lasa the ramir yoma the chavshi yoma ramir yoma chavshi yoma tarnigol that lays an egg day 1 and day 3 and day 5 and all the odd days or even days whichever one every other day, and then let's assume right now it's on odd days 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 and so on. The chavshi tre yoma the ramir chad yoma, then it holds off 2 days, so now it changes cycle to see on even days. So right on day 9. Let's say day 8 didn't have an egg and day 9 didn't have an egg either. But then until on day 10, and then went to 10, 12, 14, 16, and so on, and started seeing on the even days, kihadra nokta, when we see the pattern, kidilakama nokta, or kidimikar nokta. Do we say this tarnigol sees every other day now, every even? Or do we say, no, it sees day 10, and it goes back to the odd days, 11, 13, 15? So certainly, we're assuming the new pattern is the even numbers, 10, 12, 14. So here as well, when the woman saw on day 27, even though she wasn't supposed to, now the intervals begin, day 22 intervals begin from day 27 to day 49 and to day 71. So the Gemara says, so that's the Gemara's understanding, that 22 intervals do start again from day 27. So Amar Leih Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Ela ha'damar Reish Lakish, that which Reish Lakish says, that Isha kavas levesa v'sochi meizivasa. Reish Lakish holds that a woman can actually establish a veset during the meziva. Vein isha kavas levesa v'sochi meizivasa. But she cannot, this is a different opinion, she cannot establish a veset during meizivasa. So that's the opinion of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar isha kavas levesa v'sochi meizivasa. He says, no, a woman can even establish a veset during Yimei Nidasa. Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Lav kagon dechazer reish yarcha v'cham shebiyarcha reish yarcha v'cham shiyarcha. It's not a case where she saw dam on the first of the month and the fifth of the month, and then again the first of the month and the fifth of the month. Now Hasha, now this case, now the third month, chazer b'chami shebiyarcha, but b'reish yarcha l'chazay. So she saw on the fifth of the month or the third month, but she didn't see in the first of the month. And Kamar, isha kavas levesa b'soch Yimei Nidasa, a woman can establish during Yimei Nidasa. We count from the first days. Meaning what happened was, she saw Dam Nida on day one. And she saw Dam Nida on day five.
But originally she only used to see on day one.
No, she saw one and five together. But the problem was, day one is Nida. She's telling me for 7 days now. So day five is really pointless. Because she's Dam Nida anyways. But she happened to see a Riyah on day five. So day one, day five. And then she saw day five, the third month, but not day one. But day five already is considered, the first two were the main Nida. Day one, when she saw, that was an establishment, that was a ri'ah. But now day five, was we would think, was meaningless. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not meaningless. We still acknowledge day five of the first 2 months, at day five, and then when the third month comes around, she sees only on five and not on one, that clearly indicates we can acknowledge the ri'ahs that she saw during the two previous months,
that's
even though they may need
them. Even though the first two were combined with another.
Exactly. That's what we're learning from Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly. So the Gemara then says, Amalei back, Rapapa. He said back to Rapapa, Rahuna says to Rapapa, lo, not true. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says as follows. Kigon dechazer reish yarcha, he sees on the first day of a month, and he sees on the next day, the first month, then the following month, and then he says in the third month, ve'esim chamisha b'yarcha, v'yesh yarcha. Then he sees the 25th, and then day one. So here's a situation where he saw 3 days a month on the first, but he saw 25, the 25th of the month before him. So it was 25 of that month, and then one of the next month. So in that scenario, Damrinan Demay Yisera Hu Ditosva Ba, that when he saw the 25th month, that there was extra blood. There's a lot of dam in that month. The following one, it came out early. It couldn't hold up anymore. But really, in that case, even though the third first month of the month fell out during Yemei Nida, because she already saw on the 25th that month, we could still establish that to be a vessel, because we have what to explain here. The reason why she saw earlier that month from the 25th before him, because there was a surplus of dam, but that we could really ignore, which itself is a chiddush. And the Gemara, by the way, it should be clear that establishing vessels in general, vessels is probably the hardest topic in Maseches Nida and Hilchos Nida. So it's unclear how it even works and how one establishes this, but very simply speaking, since there's a reason to explain why she saw from the 25th, because there was a surplus of dam, so that's why it was there. But really, day one was the real veset. And finally, the mission, the Gemara in the parak concludes, V'chein ki osir rabin, where rabin came, v'chol nachus yam, and all those who came from the sea, amru karav huna b'ri derishua, they assumed this way as well. And that's when Rabbi Yochanan said, you can establish a veset even during Yimei Nidasa. In that particular case we just mentioned, the Hajin Alach Benos Kusim. That was a hard one.
I didn't get 100% the other.